While it's hard to imagine kids today won't get to experience the joys of a video store, it isn't hard to understand why. The annoyance of every copy of the hit movie you came to rent being out, the lack of quality alternatives, followed by some percent chance you'll have to go back because the DVD is scratched. Reed Hastings changed that with mail-order DVD service Netflix, then fundamentally changed the rules of the industry when it launched streaming 12 years ago. And again, when they launched original content in 2013.
There are two kinds of pain. Sort of pain that makes you strong, or useless pain.
Introducing the world to cynical and sinister Frank Underwood in House of Cards, the first of more than 150 original shows. Last year, Netflix had 139 million subscribers, saw 30% more profits, and saw its stock shoot up 75%. A notable feat considering the growing online offering from Amazon Prime, Hulu, and the increase in online gaming. Hastings said in Netflix's fourth quarter earnings call he was bullish on the future and unfazed by the entrance of Disney into online streaming platforms.
When you think of the, just do U.S. terms as an example, you know, there's a billion hours of television content being consumed a day. We're winning about 10% of it.
Tickets are free to hear Hastings speak at the Empire Theater on the future of media, technology, philanthropy, and education May 3rd. But there is no live stream. Netflix is forcing you to go to the theater. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.